team there? Because they're such a good tackling team. Could you guys still be able to get your yards there to catch against them?
I think we're better to do what we need to do. As long as I feel like we're confident in our run after the catch. They're definitely a physical team. They got some safeties that like to come down and hit. But I feel like we'll be good as long as we take care of what we have to do and just catch the ball first. Everything else come natural.
Is there something special that you do that allows you to get all those yards to catch?
Just being decisive once I make my move. Catch the ball first. Once I catch the ball, just look upfield and make a move from there.
The coach said you have to be careful, too, because they go after the ball once you
have it. Yeah, exactly. They definitely strip for the ball once you get out in front of them. They're trailing behind you. They try to strip the ball. But, just got to have good, ball security. I didn't even really notice anything about him. Apparently, he had to leave due to his stomach, but I don't feel like it was nothing, serious.
What do you know, knowing him and how competitive he is? How much do you think it's going to affect him?
I don't think it's going to affect him at all. Eli, he's as tough as they come. I kind of just, treat it as it is now. It's in the past. But the reactions I was got, was great catch. A lot of people asked me how I caught it. It was just, great concentration on my behalf. Just going up, being physical and strong, going up to get the ball.
How have you guys reduced your turnovers so much this year? And what was sort of the message from Coach Gilbride?
We studied ourselves, from a receiver standpoint, it was a lot of tip balls, not looking the ball all the way in, making moves before you catch the ball, not tucking the ball after you catch it. It was little stuff like that, not getting a depth on your route and the ball coming too soon. So we just had to critique ourselves, get back down to the basics, work on the timing, work on looking the ball in once we catch it. I think it's just paying attention to details in your routes. You got to be more detailed in your routes, coming in and out of your cuts, looking the ball all the way in because, the ball can be a little wet. But, I think it's just a matter of concentration.
How much of an advantage is that? I know you have a large hands. How much of an advantage is that for a receiver? Does a receiver need large hands?
You can, but at the same time, you can have large hands and not catch. But, it works to my advantage because I'm a hands catcher. So, I like to pluck the ball out the air once I see it.
Does the mud affect your speed at all if you have to run the mud?
It's just a matter of having your nose over your toes in your routes, not leaning back in your routes. You might have to switch up your cleats a little bit, get a little bit longer spikes in your cleats to, catch you a little bit. But, I think it's just like I said earlier, paying attention to details in your routes.
Your hamstring's obviously no longer an issue. You've had a lot of big games. When did that stop being an issue?
Probably that Dallas week, the last game. I'd probably say is when I stopped feeling it. It wasn't great, but, I was able to start running full stride a little bit now. It hasn't been bothering me at all, so, I've been good with that.
You said the other day in the locker room that you're 60 minutes away from your dream. Did you always think about playing in the Super Bowl when you were a kid? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I think as I got older, in my football career, and as I started understanding it more and knowing I was able to go to college and play football, I knew it was always a dream that I wanted, to do was playing the Super Bowl. But, right now we can't look past this San Francisco 49ers team. We got to take this week, once we get past this week, then we look towards that.
You mentioned possibly switching to longer cleats. Is that something that each player decides on his own, or is that something that the team says we're going on this? How does that work?
I think it's kind of up to, you know, us as players, but you know, the equipment staff, they bring both cleats and we try them out before the game. Whichever ones we feel like we need to use, or whichever one was the best ones for us to use, that's the ones we'll use.
Can you describe them? I mean, how different are these?
Just a little longer. Spikes might be, you know, quarter inch longer, or, you know, half an inch, the other ones. So just longer spikes. You know, it makes us feel good, but I think we was always knew what we was capable of doing. You know, we know they put a question mark on us, you know, at the beginning of the season. But you know, that's what guys look forward to. You know, when you doubt us, you know, we look forward to stepping up to the challenge. And I feel like we've been doing that all season. But we remain humble about it. We're confident in ourselves, and we got a good quarterback to trust in us. You know, I feel like he's looking forward to it, but we're going to remain in our game plan, doing what we have to do. You know, our running game is going to have to play a fact in this game, you know, to set the tone a little bit. But I feel like we'll do whatever we have to do to, you know, make plays on offense.
Can you cut? Last question. How difficult is it? This is a natural grass field in the mud, probably. How difficult of a challenge is that for cutting?
I don't think it'll be too difficult. You know, being a pro, we've played in, you know, all kinds of conditions. You know, last week in Green Bay, we had to wear longer spikes, you know, due to their grass or whatever. But I think it's just like I said, paying attention to details in your routes and having your nose over your toes and getting the depth of your routes and everything. You know, I feel like it's always to the receiver's advantage because, you know, we know where we're going on a route. You know, the DB is just guessing and playing his coverage. But, you know, I feel like it's always a receiver advantage because we know what we're going to do in our route.
All right, Akeem, thanks.
Thank you.